بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karim is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
Sheikh Karim, in Shia Islam, we have the concept of ziyara, visiting the holy tombs of Prophet Muhammad, the infallible Imams, and also it could be paying visit to or paying homage to the tombs of the ulama, okay? So this type of ziyara, which has a deep meaning, must be with a type of ma'rifah or deep understanding. How this type of visitation is achieved according to the Shia beliefs and according to the Islamic beliefs?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, paying ziyara can be also for the children of the Imams who are called Imamzadas.
Yes.
And there are many. The concept of ziyara with ma'rifah, with knowledge, understanding, is mentioned even in some ziyara texts. And in some narrations, that if you, for example, visit this imam, his holy shrine, with ma'rifah, then there would be, for example, so many fruits. So I believe that one of the conditions for having this knowledge, this cognition, ma'rifah, is to know who we are visiting. And the fact that we realize that the Prophet, the imams, especially that we are visiting, they are hearing us. Of course, they are living, they are passing life in the world of Barzakh, in the realm of Barzakh. But being in the realm of Barzakh, we need to believe that they are able to see us.
Yes.
Based on the conditions of the realm of Barzakh, they can hear us and they will answer our salam back. You know, before entering the holy shrines of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we are told to recite some supplications and prayers. One part of it reads, Allahumma inni a'taqidu hurmata sahib hadha al-mashhad al-sharif fi ghaybatihi kama a'taqiduha fi hadratihi. Oh Allah, I believe in the sanctity of the owner of this shrine,
that
is the Imam or the Prophet, as it was the case when he was alive. وَأَعْلَمُ أَنَّ رَسُولَكَ وَخُلَفَائِكَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَكَ يُرْزَقُونَ.
All right.
I believe that your Prophet and his successors, the Imams, they are alive and they are receiving sustenance before you. يَرَوْنَ مَقَامِي, they are seeing where I am standing. وَيَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامِي, they are hearing my words. وَيَرُدُّونَ سَلَامِي, when I tell them assalamu alaikum,
yes,
which is repeated in ziyara text, then they will answer back my salam. So this is a very good point, and I think it gives us so much significance.
That's
and
right.
Meaning to our ziyara, and I think many people may ignore this fact when they go to the holy shrines.
Yes.
They may realize
the Hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is buried over there. Okay.
And the fact that if you realize that when you are going to, for example, the city of Mashhad, visiting Imam Rida alayhi salam, you are not visiting the shrine. You are not visiting a person who is buried there. No, we need to realize I'm visiting an imam who in the world of Barzakh is alive.
All right.
And imagine you are now in the presence of not a living imam, but a living imam in the realm of Barzakh. Who is able to, watching you, who is hearing you.
All right.
So it makes so much significance to our ziyara, and I think it will make our ziyara very much different.
Very nice explanation. The very imam that is holy when he is alive for 70, 60 years of life, is right now spiritually alive too in Barzakh. And the quality of his life as a soul in Barzakh is the same as he was physically alive.
Even much greater,
yeah. Okay? Because his holiness, we can say through his imaginal body or something, will be more now. So now the major question, as you said, is that, okay, so when we are paying visit to this imam, we are in fact paying visit to the soul of the imam too,
sure.
Who is in connection with our soul, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
So the very, important point is to realize that, unfortunately, many people, they go to these holy shrines, they imagine that imam is just buried here.
All right.
Yeah, imam is buried here, okay. But
his body has no function for us.
Yeah.
It is a soul connection rather than a body connection.
And we know that the people living in the world of Barzakh, they have what they call it a mithali body.
Imaginal body, yes.
Yeah. So this is a very good point to be taken into consideration to make our ziyarah with ma'rifah, with knowledge.
All right.
So that's one point. The second point is to know and, recognize the high status of the prophet and the imams. So who was the prophet? This ma'rifah is coming from the fact that, first of all, who is the prophet? And second of all, who are the successors? Who are the imams? And what are their merits and virtues which are mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran and the narrations. So we know that this ma'rifah, which is mentioned in the narrations, is different from ilm, knowledge.
All right.
So many a time, some people, they know that, for example, this is Imam al-Rida, this is Imam Hadi alayhi salam, at the time of the imams, and there were so many people that they knew that this is Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq, but they did not have the true cognition and ma'rifah regarding the imam. Difference is that when you really have this ma'rifah of the imam, you know that he is the vicegerent, he is the successor of the prophet, and whatever he is telling you, he's telling you the truth as he is inspired by God. So if you have the true ma'rifah of the imam, you are not going to disobey him at all. So if you disobey the imam, it means that you have only the ilm of the imam regarding the imam. You know that he's your imam.
All right.
Imagine, for example, you go into a garrison, for example, a military base, for example, and you do not know anything about the ranks, military ranks. So imagine that a colonel, for example, enters the room. If you do not know about the different ranks, you do not realize that this is a colonel.
All right.
You will not respect him.
All right.
Okay? So this is one step. And in our case, if you do not know the imam, you will not respect the imam.
Mm-hmm.
So the second step is to know the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that this person coming into this military room is a colonel. Now I have the minimum knowledge of this person. But does it mean that I then will respect him? It depends. If you have ma'rifah, then you will respect that colonel being a colonel.
All right.
So you may have this ilm that he's a colonel and still disrespect him, right? So in our case also, sometimes we do not know the ranks of the imams. So the minimum knowledge is to have this ilm, this knowledge of he is the imam. But it's not enough. Many people know that Imam Ali is the imam, but they are not following him when it comes to their day-to-day life.
All right.
So the second step is to have this ma'rifah, meaning that so then if you have ma'rifah, you know that whatever the imam has told you, you need to act upon it.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Sorry, Shaykh, the very visiting the holy tomb of an infallible Imam or Prophet Muhammad Can it be equal to the visiting of the Imam physically speaking? Is it so?
The point is that even it can be greater than that.
Okay.
At the time of the Prophet, the polytheists, they met the person of the Prophet.
Uh-huh.
The hypocrites, they met the Prophet. Ahlul Kitab, they met the Prophet. But does it mean that, took benefit from the body of the Prophet?
No.
Ma'mun, the Abbasid Caliph, he was with Imam Rida alayhi salam for some years. But does it mean that, he took benefit from the personality of the Imam? Even they are buried almost in the same place, and so on and so forth. So what matters is to take benefit from the Imam. And for many people who wish to see Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, it's a good point, but the point is that visiting the person does not matter very much. What matters is to have this ma'rifah of the person and then to follow him.
All right, that's it. So, paying visit with ma'rifah is very much, visible through reciting the text of the ziyarah. You know, when you are reading out the text of the ziyarah, you are calling out to the name of Imam, you know, as an inheritor to the all prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. And this is important. Knowing this lineage,
exactly,
which gets to that Imam, is very much important. And, even the descendants of the Imam, for example, I even heard that, for example, when you say, As-salamu ala Adam, for example, Safadallah, Nuh Nabi Allah, Ibrahim Khalilallah, or something like that. This is a general one. But when you get to, for example, As-salamu alayka or As-salamu alayka, it becomes specific.
Yeah, and so, because now you're addressing that person.
Now you're addressing that person as a member of the family of the Ahlul Bayt. So
exactly.
Now again, through reading your ziyarah text, you are a kind of a special guest to this house.
Yeah.
So this is very important. So ma'rifah has lots of role in our ziyarah, and we must know that paying ziyarah with ma'rifah is considered in a bigger picture, being a true Muslim, doing your Sharia and laws and under Sharia law and your obligations. All right. Anything, Ms. Sheikh?
Just one last point. As I mentioned, we need to know about the status of the Prophet and the Imam. And one of their positions is that, as mentioned in the verse, وَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, we believe that based on this verse and many narrations, our actions are presented to the Prophet and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, like twice a week twice a day, as we discussed that in one of the previous episodes. So the point is that if you have true ma'rifah of the Imams, you come to realize that whatever I do on a daily basis are presented to the Imam of my time, to Imam Rida alayhi salam, whom I'm going to visit. Okay, so if you have that ma'rifah, then you are not going to make the Imam upset with your wrong actions.
All right. The ultimate goal of ziyarah is to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay?
Yeah.
So and we must always keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we are recommended before reciting our ziyarah text to, in fact, repeat Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, okay? So that we are not distracted from the very of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we were the best, we can say, people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration.
My pleasure.
Thank you much to the listeners for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Also send us your questions if you got any on Islamic beliefs. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayni wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن